Okay, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And so we're very happy to be joined today by George Cangieri, who is an independent candidate who's running for the North West Ward in Darebin. Tragically, Gaetano Greco, which many of our listeners would know, who was the councillor for the North West Ward, had passed away quite recently. And as a result, there has now been a by-election called. In fact, I'm not actually sure what the kind of date of the by-election is, but actually George will possibly be able to answer that. And so there has been a by-election called for the North West Ward in Darebin. And so we have George Cangieri, who is a long-standing resident of Darebin, who is actually running as a candidate for the North West Ward. So good morning, George.
Good morning, George.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm really pleased to be on the show.
Yeah, so George, can you tell us a bit? Tell us a bit about your campaign. Like, I guess specifically, kind of starting. Okay, like why you are running for the council elections, and of course, obviously, one of the contexts, and you kind of mentioned this in your website, is you have been very active in the local community as a long-standing activist for saving the Preston market, and of course, you also had a lot to do. You're a very close collaborator of Gaetano Greco, who you described as a friend and a mentor.
Yeah, so in 2020, I was speaking to Gaetano. I was actually running as a candidate for a local council election at that time, and I wanted to know more about Preston Market and what was going on with it. So I called up all of the councillors who I thought would sort of be relevant for it, and one of them was Gaetano, and he told me what was going on, and basically from that time, I've worked with Gaetano and a number of other members in the community to build up the Safe Preston Market Action Group, which has been really a really important sort of force in ensuring that Preston Market is protected from demolition. I'm sure most of your listeners would know that developers wanted to knock it down and build about 1,500, 2,000 apartments there. So, yeah, Gaetano and I worked a lot together on a whole, so many, I can't even think of all the events and processes we've been through. And throughout it all, he always used to ask me to run for council with him because he could see the importance in our campaign of having someone on the council because when it comes to planning issues and general sort of things where there's sort of an official sort of sphere, it's very important to have someone in an official position like on council to understand what's going on and also to advocate for the community on the council. So he always used to ask me to run. I always used to say I was too busy, and I thought, well, Gaetano is an excellent councillor and we have him, so I'll concentrate on this other stuff. But very tragically and sadly he died a few weeks ago, and now there's a by-election, so I'm stepping into his very big shoes and trying to take the seat for the local community, I guess.
Good morning, George. It's Mary here.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I'm just wondering, how is the campaign around saving the Preston markets going, and do you have any opposition standing, like other candidates standing against you?
Regarding the Preston Market campaign, it's going very well. A couple of years ago now, the state government sort of decreed, after enormous amounts of pressure and the ALP almost losing the safe seat of Preston, that they'd put a heritage overlay over the majority of the market building. So the building was protected from demolition largely. The issue was that the traders were not getting treated very well by the landlord. And so currently much of the market is closed, although a lot of it is still open. I would encourage people to still go, but there are just sections of the market that have tenants have left. And so the fight now is to sort of obligate the owners really to maintain the market as a market, because currently there's no legislated reason why they need to, for instance, keep it fully tenanted. They can do whatever they want with it technically, which we don't think is right, because it's actually a community asset that they're treating very badly, like their own, private plaything. But the positive news about that, or the rumour, is that the current owners who we fought against, Salter and Medic, they are looking to sell it. They've obviously decided that it's not as viable a plan after they were blocked by us. But also, I think, probably these Victorian activity centres, which is a whole other development issue in Victoria, has probably reduced their profitability. And so they're sort of potentially going to sell it. So we're just now trying to signal to any new sellers that if they buy the market with the intention of knocking it down, that's not going to go well for them. What was your second question, though? Now it's slipped my mind.
If you've got any opposing candidates standing against
you. That's right. Yes. It's actually, there are a lot of candidates. So at the recent council election, most seats had two or three candidates. It was very quiet, actually. This by-election might have 10 people on the ballot. There are a number of independents running. There are ex-councillors who lost their seat at the last election there. It's quite a lot of people, as well as ALP candidate, Greens candidate. So it's going to be quite a few people. What I'm really pleased about from the Safe Preston Market perspective is that every candidate knows that they have to sort of work to save the market. That's a development. Previously, politicians of various sorts never used to think that they had to sort of say that in the material or make any promises about that, but now that's almost like a standard promise that, you know, if someone's not talking about the Preston market, then they're not really a serious candidate for the area.
Yeah, so George, what can you tell me about some of the other issues that you're sort of running for this upcoming council election? And, you know, what are some of the specific kind of political issues that sort of affect local residents in the Darebin area?
Yeah, well, another major issue which has been going on for the past few years is the privatisation of childcare and aged care, council-run childcare and aged care. That's been done somewhat by stealth. So there's never been sort of an announcement that, look, we're, you know, going to divest from running these essential services. It's been done in a sort of very bureaucratic manner and gone under the radar. I really think that the privatisation of those sorts of services is what leads directly to the degradation of those services and so the reduction in well-being and safety of, you know, our elderly residents and our young residents. That's a very big one. And that's the reason why we need independence on council, because in the last period of council, the Greens and ALP dominated council particularly the Greens, actually, were actually happy to sort of let that come in under the radar. The privatisation issue. Also, there's just a sort of quite a lot of issues of road safety in this particular ward that I'm running in, just in terms of local issues. It's on the way. The ward is between the Western Ring Road and sort of southern suburbs. And so there's just a lot of accidents that happen as people are trying to get, to and from, work and stuff via the Western Ring Road. But those are sort of the main issues. The other one for Darebin in general is that there's quite a large divide between the north and the south of Darebin in terms of gentrification, I guess you would call it. And what that results in is a substantial amount more money being spent in the south on various amenities, and the north lacking in amenities. So people might know that, you know, the north of Darebin has a sort of clear lack of open space, public open space, compared to a lot of other areas of Melbourne and including the southern area of Darebin. And also swimming facilities, for instance, or recreational facilities. So one of the things which Gaetano fought for and which I'll continue to fight for as well is like a proper 50-metre pool in reservoir, so that people up here can sort of, engage in those kind of sports activities and things without having to travel large distances to other suburbs.
Can I also ask a question about tree canopy? Because I live in Manningham and, you know, we've always been classed as one of the leafy green suburbs, although more and more we are losing tree canopy at an alarming rate. I just wonder what it's like in your council area and whether it's an issue that, you know, is related to the whole climate and sweltering cities and safety for people as the climate does heat up.
Yes, Darebin does have, and particularly the reservoir in the northern areas, does have a noticeable lack of tree canopy. I've always wondered about this as someone who's not in council and, prior to running. Why is it that some areas can have trees planted which grow into nice big canopies and others just apparently for some reason or other, that's not going to happen? But I think that's a big issue. And, yeah, you can notice it, particularly in reservoir, that there's either just like a lack of trees on the street, and the trees that have been planted don't tend to produce a canopy. They sort of tend to be sort of smaller, more compact trees. And it does feel, you notice it in summer, that it is a lot hotter. That's something that I would be keen to look at as well.
Yeah, so George, I think we might conclude this interview, but can you tell us about how people can kind of support your campaign and how people, especially if they want to get involved?
Yeah, I've got a website called George Cangere, so it's www.george and then my surname Cangere, which is K-A-N for November, J-E-R-E.com. And that has, a bit about me, my policies and sort of what I'm going to be focusing on, a contact form, and I'll definitely be needing people to volunteer some time to letterbox. That's a huge one. I'm doing as much door knocking as possible. There's also a donations page on there as well. If you don't have time but you want to contribute, I'd be happy to accept some money as well, because as everyone will know as well, it's not cheap. There are a lot of hidden expenses and various things when you're running an election campaign, and it's a community-run campaign, basically, so it's community-funded as well.
And actually, just one quick question. What's the period when the election is going to start? Because I'm aware it's a postal election, so when are ballots going to be sent out?
Yes, that's hugely important. It's the ballots arrive on the Monday, the 14th of July. So in about 4 weeks' time, it'll be in the letterbox. So I've obviously got to make sure my material's in that letterbox as well. But yeah, so I think 4 weeks' time, and you have about 2 weeks to return the ballot.
Oh, yep. So you're basically from July 14th, people will be able to start voting, and you'll need to vote within the next 2 weeks. So yeah.
Yes. And it is it's an official election as well, so you must return the ballot in order to avoid getting a fine, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks very much, George. And yeah, thanks for being on our program. And yeah, we wish you all the best of luck with your campaign.
Bye,
yeah,
George.
Thanks, Jacob and Mary. I really appreciate it. And I hope to come back on your show as the new independent councillor in Darebin.
Yep, that'd be great.
All right. Thanks, George.
Fantastic. See ya.
Bye. Bye.